one of my favorite churches in Rome, and I went there very often because they were across the street from my tailors, is the Church of Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, which means St. Mary over and above Minerva. Of course, Minerva being a Roman goddess. And, of course, in the ancient days, I mean, this is really ancient, the first few centuries, the churches were built above the temples of the Roman gods, sometimes replacing them, sometimes just crushing them. And so it's Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, very close, within walking distance of the great Pantheon, which is one of those that was not destroyed, but it was reconsecrated to the Blessed Mother, Our Lady Queen of Martyrs. There under the main altar, which is absolutely magnificent, you can see the mortal remains, except the head of the saint whose feast we celebrate today, St. Catherine of Siena. Her head is in Siena, and it is as incorrupt as can be, but not perfectly, above an altar in the church where she used to attend Mass. But either way, Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, St. Catherine of Siena, one of the great Dominican saints. She was the last of 24 children and had a lot of things to overcome. Her brothers and sisters were more or less indifferent, but her mother was very, very mean to her and would insult her and call her names, maybe beat her, I don't know. But that was common in those days, in the 13th century. In the meantime, she became a third order Dominican. In that time, St. Dominic had just died, and it was very, very popular to become a Dominican. So she did. In the meantime, all through her life, she had many, many visions of Our Lord, of Our Lady, of the saints, and they spoke to her wonderful things. Among other things, the book which she wrote, though she did not know how to read and write, so interesting, the Dialogues of St. Catherine, which are dialogues between herself and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, somewhere along the line, as most things are, she was accused of heresy. And, of course, anybody who's worth his name in gold is going to be accused of heresy. So she had to go before the Inquisition, and they found her totally innocent. And then they said, well, just to make sure that you have somebody who's more responsible to the church than you, who she was just a lay person, a third order Dominican, a lay person, and they put Blessed Raymond of Capua, a Dominican friar, to be her director. But it ended up that she would become his director. She had many, many spiritual children and became good friends with St. Bridget of Sweden and St. Calvin of Sweden, and they went to Avignon, to the Pope in Avignon, to tell him to get back to Rome. Famous for these days, when we're about to have a conclave, she was not afraid of the Pope or the Cardinals. Everybody else was, she was not. And she told the Pope, you and your pigs get back to Rome. Maybe somebody should go to Rome, but they are in Rome, but that's the problem, at least physically. They need to be in Rome spiritually and liturgically. And so today, we commend the conclave, the future Pope, hopefully through her intercession, it will be a worthy one, and the Church and the liturgy of the Church to the powerful intercession of St. Catherine of Siena, who is one of the few women doctors of the Church. She and St. Teresa of Avila were made doctors of the Church in 1970 by St. Paul VI. And they were the first time. Now in Spain, St. Teresa was always regarded as a doctor of the Church, but not in Rome. But after that, all over the world. And of course, St. Hildegard von Bingen, who is up there in our choir loft, was made a doctor of the Church by Pope Benedict XVI. So today we beseech them and all the saints to help us in the horrible trials through which we and the Church are undergoing. And the conclave is supposed to begin on May the 7th. It is a feast of the great Bishop of Krakow, Saint Stanislaus, Bishop and Martyr. May he too intercede for the conclave. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.